Paulie must have been so frustrated at that error after 12 minutes, gifting them a goal when he'd looked so good before it and after it.
Yeah, we're disappointed, and forgive me for sounding like a broken down record. I thought we played ever so well again today and came away with nothing and conceded three goals. The defending for the three goals was poor on our part. The second goal came literally seconds after we felt we should have had a penalty. I think Theo Robinson's got to take a lot of credit for being honest and staying on his feet. But there was other instances in the game where the referee had played on and there was no advantage and then brought it back for the foul. And I'm a little bit baffled why he couldn't do that with Theo, because he's been impeded, he's been kicked at, he's been pulled back, which has stopped his momentum from getting his shot off. So we feel that a lot of plaudits go to Theo for staying on his feet, because I want the players to be honest, but I can't understand why the referee didn't pull it back.
And I guess it was doubly disappointing, because if he scores there and gets it to 1-1, we're in a different game. And immediately after that second chance, he had two chances in less than a minute, they go off and score again.
Yeah, and whether we were players were slightly aggrieved and lost concentration a little bit because the chance had gone and we didn't get the penalty, and the game-defining moments, big moments in games, and as you said, they've broke away and scored. And we know we've got a young back four and relatively inexperienced, and we're working at them all the time. It just seems to be at the minute whenever they do make mistakes, we concede, and that they're getting punished for it. So we'll keep working at them, and we'll keep faith in them because it's what we've got at the minute, and we'll keep trying to play our football. And I've got to say that even at 3-1 and 2-0, the one thing we tried to do was play and keep playing and caused them a lot of problems, and it's no consolation. The people here are saying we're the best team that's came here this year, and had a go at them. But sometimes you'd rather be the worst team that came here and nick some points.
Absolutely. I mean, when you got your goal back with that own goal, you could sense they were worried around here, and you must have felt that you had a real chance.
We did, and we changed the system a bit. We got Harry Forrester on, which is a massive plus for us, because he's shown everybody today that he's not fully fit yet, but he's going to be top quality for us. And they couldn't cope with the system. They couldn't cope with Harry picking up the ball in little holes. And it's just disappointing that when you're chasing the game like that and trying to get back in the game, they've got players with pace who can hit you in the break and hurt you, and that's what happened. But even after the 3-1, we were brave enough to want to play, and we were brave enough to press them high up the pitch. So there's lots of positives, but I'm not stupid enough to not know that there's a negatives that we really need to work hard on.
And I guess one of the negatives is a failure to score.
Yeah, it is, but we're creating chances, and yes, I know that we need to score goals, being a forward myself, but you really start worrying when you're not creating chances. But if you're not scoring a lot of goals, you have to defend properly to give yourself a chance as well.
You mentioned Forrester there, that's a huge bonus for you as well. Young was fit enough to be on the bench. You're getting players back, that's obviously important.
It is, and Young's only joined in training with us yesterday, so with all the games coming up, we felt it was a little bit too soon. I thought Harry was fantastic when he came on, and we just need to get him up to speed with the rest of the boys, and he'll create and score goals for us.
Trouble with football is that some players come back, immediately there are injuries. Chris Brown went off in the first half. What's the latest?
Yeah, Brownie, with the games coming up and him obviously being out injured, was more of a precaution. He felt his hamstring tighten up. We don't know the full extent of it yet. We're hoping it's a nerve problem in his back that's caused it, and it's not too serious.
I have to talk about Mark Duffy. I thought he was outstanding for you today.
Absolutely. Going forward, and when we get people back fit, the likes of Duffy, Forrester, they're going to cause teams a lot of problems.
So here we are again, for the third week in a row we've been talking to each other, and yet you've lost, but there's so much that you can be positive about.